Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Charlie, we reported a few months ago that the U.S. interrogators used popular music by Eminem and Neil Diamond to torture prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. You might remember that.
Yes.
Well, now it appears that the U.S. may have engaged in illegal activities at Guantanamo and violated international laws because they didn't do what?
Take requests.
That's true. There always has to be an all-request portion of any interrogation.
This is going out for Ahmed. Love and kisses. From the boys in Cell Block 5. Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jack. That was not a song cue, Ms. Dickinson.
Oh, my God.
I thought you would have gone with, "Please release me, let me go."
Right. Adam, was there actually a question? Because I have no idea.
Yeah, there was a question, which was
They
didn't do something, and I'll give you a hint. They might be violating Code 2 of the ASCAP convention.
Oh. Well, they didn't pay royalties to the guys whose songs they used?
Right. For the past few years, interrogators at Gitmo have been playing pop songs on an endless loop to get the inmates to crack. But if you're going to blindfold and tie up prisoners in confined spaces without legal representation and force them to listen to Celine Dion on an endless loop, you better make sure you're not violating the part of the Geneva Convention that protects Celine Dion's basic royalty rights. Corporate lawyer Howard Knopf says that the U.S. government now owns thousands of dollars in back pay.
Just when you thought there was nothing else they could screw up in this.
There you go.
A copyright violation.
You know, the Constitution didn't seem to make a difference, but ASCAP is going to come to the rescue here. There's something really poetic about that, I think.
James Madison, the Federalist, out there. Don't screw with my royalties.
So the worst part is if they don't pay, Celine Dion's going to go down there and perform live.
So what are they going to do now? Just use stuff that's in public domain?
Like, I think they're going to have to pay for it.
Paying John Philip Sousa music over and over again?
You know, with John Philip Sousa, you might be able to get at least some addresses out of them. But, you know, Celine Dion is the hard stuff. So apparently they're going to owe thousands of dollars to anybody whose music is considered torture down there.
I'll tell you, once somebody put on a Neil Diamond album, I confessed to the Kennedy assassination.
Well, that was you, though.